The revamp came around as a result of us having taken a keen interest in a hotel of significant heritage. The Toro Hotel has been around for many a year. Naturally, it would have degraded over the time. It was in desperate need of a facelift and also some element of modernization, but taking into account its origins and certainly elements that were very pertinent to maintaining that heritage of yesteryear. The refurbishment that we took lasted 4 months. We commenced on the 1st of May and we finished at the end of August. We invested significant amounts of money on the property to ensure that from top to bottom we would have a new product, refreshed, looking spick and span, inviting, and certainly fitting kind of a rustic and industrial look, complemented by elements that were part of the building's history. As far as the refurbs are concerned, we obviously established a new rooftop, which is a well sought after venue. A lot of people enjoy watching the sun go down and looking overlooking the city. We have added a coffee shop, a Portuguese bakery. We've refurbished our public bar. We've also got a takeaway area for the locals to enjoy. We've got a restaurant, and we've now also just recently added a gin and beer garden with a conservatory room for intimate functions such as anniversaries, proposals, private meetings, and even family dinners. We attract a fairly broad spectrum of consumers. We have a lot of businessmen visiting our premises for lunch during the week. We also have families consisting of up to three generations visiting over the weekend, so we have grandparents, parents, and children. Naturally, grandparents reflect on the yesteryear. They also share a lot of anecdotes with their children and their grandchildren about how they used to visit the hotel and the significance that the hotel had in their lives for many years. We also hear of countless stories of people having visited the hotel for up to 30 years, and they are mostly impressed what they've seen in terms of what we've done, catering to not only great food, a great ambience, a magnificent experience, but also a fairly modern and clean look and feel. We also attract obviously a lot of people from outside town. Naturally, it is a destination. We have young folk now starting to visit. We also have professionals, up and coming, the mobile people visiting the premises. People from all walks of life, across genders, and obviously across the multi spectrum of South Africans. We decided to install the elevator. Naturally, we needed to get it up to four floors, and to complement the look and the feel, the rustic nature of the hotel, the industrial aspects of it, we decided to pursue a lift which would resemble some of those aspects, and hence this industrial type of lift, which is usually used to carry materials up to 20, 30 floors of new buildings, but also similarly go down in mine shafts. It's a big talking point, it's a novelty, and people enjoy the ride. We obviously host a lot of events at the Toyville. We look for partners. We partner with the likes of event coordinators and organizers. The beverage companies also come on board. We also have our own entertainment arm, and hence we've hosted quite a few parties, both private. We also have open days where the public are welcome. And we also have private events where there is an entrance fee required to enter the rooftop bar where packages are sold. But generally, we are very flexible and we kind of enjoy ensuring that we cater for pretty much most needs. The hotel is obviously very regarded. It's got a rich history. It's been around since 1939. There's been many folk patronizing the hotel. It resembles an aspect of travel, which is iconic, it's symbolic. It's an area where generally there's a lot of misconceptions, but generally speaking, a lot of people regard this hotel as a prestigious hotel, a landmark, an icon, and they love visiting. And we are going to make sure that we remain fresh, relevant, that our food is consistent, generous portions, affordable prices, nice atmosphere, great service. These are all aspects that allow for people to visit and to come and enjoy the environment in a safe and secure manner, in a relaxed sort of mode, without really worrying too much about things that generally trouble them whilst they're having a good time. We obviously have safe, we have security guards, we have MIBs, we are very good, in very good relations with the JP police station. We also have good neighbors. Generally, we work as a community to ensure the safety of patrons. We enjoy cleaning up the neighborhood. We have a few committees that are involved in soup kitchens. And what this does is it helps provide confidence to patrons to visit without feeling threatened and without worrying about aspects of crime. Having said that, it's always perhaps an element of prevalence, and similarly also sometimes it does worry them to arrive or how in terms of route of coming to the hotel. But we do encourage them to come. We also give them alternative routes, and we suggest routes for them so that they are able to travel without feeling threatened. I would say that people that haven't visited the hotel should do so. It's a sexy precinct. We have lots to offer. It's really, really fresh. The food is exceptional, second to none. It's well spoken of. We have a lot of items on the menu. We have some rather exotic beverages as well. If you haven't had a chance, please do. Even if it's just for the first time, I can guarantee you that once you've been once, you'll be coming back frequently. We have many, many new faces coming through the doors. But similarly, we have people that are patriotic to the establishment and are often seen 2-3 times a week, if not more. And they too bring their friends along, their family, and they also invite people that ordinarily don't make an effort to come to that part of the city. But we are certainly very proud of what we've done and what we've achieved. We're going to carry on remaining relevant and exciting destination, and and entertainment is very much key of it, and we obviously have a lineup of musicians, we have DJs, we have bands, we have artists coming to perform there. So if you're looking for something different on the edge of the city, please do visit the Troy Hotel.